My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, good morning, Tone.
So yesterday, it was supposedly at the goal line, according to our friends in Pittsburgh.
With Pittsburgh and Brandon Ayuk?
That was yesterday. I went to bed. I woke up and saw that it was down to us and the Patriots, according to one report.
Yeah. So what do you think now? Now that it seems to be like, apparently it is his decision. It is Brandon Ayuk's decision between us and the Patriots. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Explosive, especially considering yesterday me and you were like, I don't know.
There's no about it. I'm like, no, I'm just not making the trade. I made the decision. Like Brandon Ayuk's a wonderful wide receiver, but I just wasn't making that trade. And then like Matt Maiocco, who is of the NBC Sports Bay Area, yep. Right? Thank you very much. NBC Sports Bay Area is like, oh, no, it's down to the Patriots and Browns. I go, what? What? Like, I woke up this morning and go, why do I have so many text messages? What's going on? And then I looked at Twitter and go, come on. No, it's real. It's real. So some of the rumors going around, this goes from Mary Kay's article, Matt Maiocco and reference Mary Kay's article and some of the parameters that it would involve Amari Cooper, which I don't know what sense that makes for San Francisco. Like, none of this seems to me. Explain to me how this makes a little bit of sense here, because why would they want to get older? And yeah, he still wanted to get paid. Now, I know he signed that little extension, but
I don't think Amari Cooper makes sense for them.
I don't either.
I don't. Now, you'd be saying, well, it's a wide receiver to replace. I mean, I get that. I don't know, especially with, you know, their situation financially, if they're trying to get out. Remember, you know, Ayuk, I'm guessing, is trying to become, would he try to become the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL after this deal?
Yeah. Like I said at the end of it yesterday.
That part of it was surprising that we'd even be in on it.
Yeah.
Because we are paying so many guys. Now you'd say, well, Amari Cooper comes off the books. Yeah, but then you're even going higher than what Amari Cooper was making.
True.
Because Ayuk is trying to become, at least, if not the highest paid guy, top five. So that's on the Brown side of things. That would surprise me because we have to be responsible with so many other deals, especially JOK. Myles Garrett probably wants a new deal after winning, you know, Defensive Player of the Year. And it just, you keep going up and down. It's like, well, who gets left out? Who are you moving on from financially? So what talent is going to be out the door for
not
the Browns?
Sure.
That was the Brown side of it. The 49ers side of it is, yeah, why would they want to get older at wide receiver, even though Amari Cooper had a fantastic year?
Yeah.
But what sense does that make on their behalf? Just because they need a wide receiver?
Apparently, yeah. Like, he would be a guy on their end, just for like this year. It's like, all right, you can set your watch to Amari Cooper. Like, he's going to be where you need him to be. He's going to run a good route. He's going to get close to 1,000 yards. You can set your watch to the guy. So, like, Brock Purdy's going to get something in return to be able to throw to. But I would think that San Francisco be interested in the picks.
And they just drafted, in the first round, they just drafted a wide receiver.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
So, we talked about, like, well, Wyatt Teller, would it be Wyatt Teller in a second round? Do I really want to give you a second round in Amari Cooper? Do I really want to? Do I want to do that?
You mean in comparison to Wyatt Teller? Like, if you're the Browns, yeah, you'd rather give up Amari Cooper, I think, than Wyatt Teller.
If you're if you're San Francisco,
you got Judy.
Sorry, I'm talking about the second round pick. I'm not talking about Amari Cooper or Wyatt Teller. The second round pick. Would you give up the second round pick with Amari Cooper? I don't think you would. Right. I don't need to give you a second-round pick if I'm giving you Amari Cooper. Do I need to?
But Amari Cooper's only under contract for one more year. What sense does that make for San Francisco all the way around then?
That was my entire point of it altogether. Like, what pick am I going to give you? Like, Brandon Ayuk's good. I mean, at some point, are we not going to draft our own guy? That guy goes?
No, in this case, we would not be.
Oh, not in this case. Certainly, if you made the trade for him, that's done. Here's Jennifer Lee Chan, NBC Sports 49ers reporter. She was on After Hours with Amy Lawrence just over a half an hour ago. She says this is very much in the ball is very much in Brandon Ayuk's court.
The ball is in Brandon Ayuk's court, and he has not made a decision on whether he is going to go to either of those teams or if he's going to stay with the 49ers. So it's all up in the air, and it's really all up to Brandon Ayuk. I mean, the two teams have agreed to terms, and it's just up to him to either sign the contract or say he's staying with the 49ers. It is the most bizarre thing I have witnessed since I started covering the team.
This is like the 10th most bizarre thing, maybe not even top 10 since we started covering the Browns. This isn't even, right?
Well,
Doesn't even scratch the surface.
Wait, what sense at all would it make sense for him not to sign? To sign? Was she saying a contract? Like, what contract is available for him right now?
For Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
No, it's part of that clip right there. You cut that up, Mitch. Would you like to get on the mic?
Yeah.
Okay, which contract is she talking about?
Wait a minute. Here we go. You want some more? This is Matt Maiocco, okay? NBC Sports Bay Area said that there has already been... Give me the full scope here on Brandon Ayuk here. Let's see if we can get a little bit more clarity.
Brandon Ayuk is very much in a position where he is trying to decide what he wants out of this. Yeah, he requested a trade a week before training camp, and quite frankly... even though he requested a trade, I kind of get the sense that he never really wanted the 49ers to follow through and give him that trade that he requested. I do think that he would much prefer to remain with the 49ers, but under the kind of contract that he wants them to give him. And I do think that there are other teams in the NFL, at least three other teams, to my knowledge, that are fully willing to pay him market value and meet his contract demands. The question is whether the 49ers can get the kind of compensation in return for Brandon Ayuk that makes it worth their while. And I would say one of the keys to that is that where they are with their kind of push all their chips to the center of the table attitude, they can't do anything at this point to weaken their chances this year. So what they get in return is going to have to offset the loss of Brandon Ayuk. But ultimately, I think Brandon Ayuk could have been traded already if he had agreed to a deal that potentially the Cleveland Browns were willing to give him. That, to me, that's the scenario that makes the most sense for the 49ers.
So there was a contract that's already been discussed? I would imagine, yes. That does make sense if they were in on this deal that you would already have a plan in place to sign the guy. You don't just bring in a guy and then not have him sign. That's not how that goes.
Right.
You got to make sure that he's taken care of so we can all move on and we can be together here. Like, it isn't a Montez Sweat situation you want to run into there. So there would possibly be a deal. Now, we're all excited about the Browns' end of this. You'd have to give up something, Jennifer Lee Chan said, and this is something Mary Kay has stated before, that the Amari Cooper definitely would be a part of a deal.
They want to get a player in return, so the terms are with the Browns. If Brandon Ayuk decides to go there, the Browns would trade Amari Cooper in his place. Now, the Patriots, they would trade back, I think what it would be is Kendrick Bourne would come back to the 49ers. Now, he's coming off an ACL, so they would have to trade a little bit more draft picks than the Cleveland Browns. But all of these things are in place, and I would think if Brandon Ayuk wants to play with those teams, he would already have signed and gone.
It is got to be noted that we are, it's not like a done deal with the Browns as far as like we're the only one who's available. New England is the other team that it seems that it's up to them. What doesn't seem to compute to me, I mean, if the deals are exactly the same, why is it, even if it were then, why is it in Brandon Ayuk's court? Why is the decision of Brandon Ayuk? Would Kyle Shanahan allow that sort of thing? John Lynch is John Lynch. He basically works for Kyle Shanahan. Would Kyle Shanahan allow that sort of thing?
No, I don't.
For somebody to make their own decision.
Yeah, what, they want to do him a solid? No, they want the best return.
Yes.
They want the absolute best return.
So what do the Patriots give in return here to make that deal commensurate with what the Browns would get? Amari Cooper's a hell of a wide receiver. What am I missing? What am I missing
here?
Well,
here's what's important here. In the actual piece that came out of Bay Area Sports, 49ers gave permission for him to negotiate potential contracts with the Browns, Patriots, Washington Commanders, and Pittsburgh Steelers, the source said. Commanders have removed themselves from trade talks. Steelers effectively no longer are an option after they declined to meet the 49ers' trade demands, the source said. Browns and Patriots have given their best offers to the camp. So, according to the story, now, of course, fear the 49ers. I mean, you're going to drum up, you're going to leak out as many teams as humanly possible. You're going to, especially, like, I find it interesting, the fact that they said Pittsburgh fell short and then they mentioned the Browns. Is that just to drive up? Is that to get the Steelers to come back to the negotiating table? Is that what that's about? Because if you're the Steelers, don't want to lose Ayuk to the Browns. That would be doubly crippling. Not only do you not get your wide receiver, but your rival, who, you know, many people think are probably ahead of you anyway, or close, if not ahead, that now they're adding them, and who are you adding? Nobody. So that would be doubly crippling. Who? So I just wonder, just the way this stuff normally works, like I had some people yesterday tell me, oh, I think the Browns are getting used. I think the Browns are getting used to drive something up. Well, who would they be looking to drive up? The Steelers, who they are openly saying, according to these reports, are out of it. Well, why would they be saying that? Because they think they can come back. That does make sense. I'm just thinking logically. I have no idea.
Well,
obviously, we're all sitting
no
here.
No one's ever truly out. We learned that with Deshaun Watson. You're never truly out.
Right.
Okay?
The only reason the Browns were out on Watson is so they thought the Browns could come back with money, and they did, and it worked.
I hate to use that as an example, but I think that that's agreeable, because you look at where the Patriots have, if you wanted a wide receiver back, no one touches Amari Cooper on this roster. Two guys don't touch Amari Cooper on this roster. So you're just giving up two wide receivers then and thinking that Brock Purdy can get that done? Are you giving? Does that equate, like, if you were Amari Cooper in a second-round pick, say they threw the second-round pick in there, which would be a lot, but either way, if they threw in Amari Cooper in a second-round pick, is New England, do they have a first-round pick? Are they just offering a first-round pick then for is that how that equates? Are they doing that for Brandon Ayuk?
It's very rare that a player that you'd have to, a wide receiver, a non-quarterback, that you'd have to sign to one of the most lucrative deals at that position, it's very rare that you'd also have to give up a first-round pick.
That's Hunter Henry? Hunter Henry, does that get anybody's bull running there? I mean, he was playing in New England last year, so, you know, 400 yards in New England, which is what he had last year, is like, it's like 700 yards somewhere else.
Yeah.
With a good quarterback. Like, I'm not sure. So I don't think you can discount what you're saying right there, Anthony. Like, okay, Pitt and Washington might not really be in it publicly. They may still very well be in it. Because if you're saying, like, they can be used, it doesn't make me feel any better if the Browns are quote-unquote used. Now, I don't have anything to confirm that the Browns are being used, but it would make sense. The Browns are in on basically every single move you could use the Browns and say, okay, if you were one of the other teams, you go ahead and you make that deal with the Browns. Or they can say, okay, we'll go ahead and we'll make the deal with the Browns and you don't get the player. Because at the end of all this, you either have the player or you don't. It's not like you have two cars and you could take two cars. You either have the player or you don't have the player. So it's not yellow car, red car, okay, fine, they took the yellow car, I'll take the red car, no big deal. No, 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 no. You either have Brandon Ayuk or you don't have Brandon Ayuk. And for New England, like, yeah, they would want somebody there for Drake May, and Brandon Ayuk would be there for Drake May. I just don't understand what they would offer other than a first-round pick that would be anywhere near what you could offer with Amari Cooper and a second-round pick. Yeah, even if it were to be a second-round pick, but my first thought was, if you're offering Amari Cooper, why do I have to give you a second-round pick? Why can't I give you a third?
And I've seen some people say Elijah Moore. Well, Elijah Moore in picks is not enough if you're the 49ers.
No.
Not even close.
No. But
they do need offensive line help. That's why I'm surprised there's so much Amari Cooper. There's so much in the way of Amari Cooper.
If Elijah
right now.
Moore isn't enough, then is KJ Osborne or Demario Douglas or Jalen Reagor, remember that name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or Kayshon Boutte? Like, are any of those guys? No, none of those guys get your bull running at all.
Yeah, I mean, all of them are downgrades. Of course, if you don't get anybody, now I don't know how high they are on their first round pick that they took, 31st overall. Their wide receiver, but that's a guy that, you know, they probably have confidence in their system that a lot of people could walk in and play in that system, and especially they have Debo.
Right.
But it does get interesting because Debo is obviously very injury prone, so they're going to want some wide receiver talent.
They took Ricky Pearsall. 216-474-0092. So do you want to go after, like, Brandon Ayuk? Yes. At what cost would you go after?
Yeah, everybody would take Ayuk. It's now what would you give up for him?
Does it make sense to you that the more we talk about this doesn't make sense with New England and Cleveland and what you could offer? This is all exciting. Don't be wrong. Like,
my first sentence today, I'm like, I don't know that it makes sense for either side with the reports that I'm seeing.
Let me make this clear. I don't think that Brandon Ayuk is going to sink you. I just don't. It doesn't make sense on either side.
Like the Steelers are the team that need him.
Yes.
But right
now, the Browns don't need him.
Right now, the reports are they have agreed to either Browns or Patriots. It's in Ayuk's court. If Ayuk comes back and goes, I don't want to go to either, then the 49ers are just going to say, well, then you're going here.
Well, competitively, you'd rather go to the Browns. Now, I don't know what his personal picadillos are. Right. I have no idea. Competitively, you'd rather go to the Browns. Deshaun Watson, I don't think that highly of Drake May, watching me in the next Tom Brady, and then while I have to eat those words for the next 30 years. But I don't think very much of Drake May. I'd rather play with Deshaun Watson at this point. The team's more ready to win and compete with the Cleveland Browns. Gerard Mayo may be the next great NFL head coach. He's got no games under his belt. Kevin Stefanski's won and has been to the playoffs twice.
But if you're the 49ers, you're taking the pick capital with the Patriots.
That's
over the Browns
make any sense.
Every time. It's not even close.
Exactly. That's like why it doesn't make Browns any sense that it's in its court.
The Browns made the playoffs last year with their backup quarterback, with four quarterbacks. Like, the Patriots are going to be a worse team. They're going to want those picks over the Browns. That's not even close.
You're right. I don't want to sound too exasperated. Guys, if you guys can make this make sense, 216-474-0092. I won't be exasperated with you. Help me make sense of this, because there's a lot of talk, a lot of bluster right now. I don't understand why it would be in Ike's court, and I don't understand how New England could get to anywhere near you could with Amari Cooper or any of the other things. That's why I have to say I don't think the Steelers are out of it, or maybe even Washington in that case. About last night, next on the Sunday. That's Amari Cooper, as he is heavily discussed in this possible trade with the San Francisco 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. Several questions get raised on that end. Really, there's nothing I can do but speculate and ask whether or not this is a trade you'd like to consummate if you're a Browns fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
1-644-0092. There's also the concern about Amari Cooper coming into town today, or coming into work today.
Yeah, how you feeling?
He was already in town.
How you feeling seeing these rumors swirling? I know it's a business, but it's already been a pretty wild time for somebody like Amari Cooper, who is very reserved. He is not one of these diva wide receivers that all they care about is contract, at least publicly. And then the Browns did not give him the contract that he wants. Maybe Amari Cooper thinks, well, the writing was on the wall. Maybe it was going to be, I just can't imagine him being a foot out the door guy, but maybe he was always thinking, yeah, this is in play. Maybe that's the type of communication he had with his agent.
Are you worried at all that this could raise a stink? Cause I want to know if I'm sticking my head in the sand, cause I don't think it would affect him at all. He doesn't seem to be a guy who's petty. He seems to be about his business as best he can. I know there was the threats of the hold-in and the things like that, and then they kind of ironed something out. I think that if anybody could accept it's the business, it would be Amari Cooper.
Well, he's already been traded twice in his career.
It's that, and it's also where it's not like if they were to jettison him, which is a terrible term, but I'm going to use it, if they were to move on, it's not like they're sending him to a more bun franchise that's trying to fix themselves here. He's going to San Francisco.
Sure.
He would have a chance to do something pretty great at San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, they've been to two Super Bowls.
Now, he might not care about that. He may very well be about his business, which, again, is something that I can respect because you only have so many times that you can make money. Of course, he's made $100 million in his career, so I don't think he's necessarily crying poor, but you want to make sure you have everything you can possibly
now,
get coming
Amari,
to you.
Is Amari a scheme fit for San Francisco? Because I see 49ers fans...
and everybody just be about a scheme fit for San Francisco? I don't know if that's a great argument.
They're worried about his blocking. They are... and I mean, I'm on their pages right now. They are like, he cannot block. He is not a guy. And in this offense, you got to be able to block.
But if you're a 49ers fan, who has looked at Brock Purdy, and you guys discussed, you know, your thoughts of limitations on Brock Purdy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a 49ers fan that is worried about Brock Purdy's limitations, and you look at Amari Cooper, who did what he did with four different quarterbacks last season.
That's helping.
You're not going, hey, look, what can he take Brock Purdy to?
Look at the years he's had with Brissett, and then last year, obviously, with any number of quarterbacks, his best game was with Flacco.
I don't think there's any 49ers fans listening, but damn it, you guys know as well as I do, that block thing's garbage. Sitting there talking about blocking, you just don't want the 30-year-old wide receiver. You want to keep Brandon Ayuk.
I mean,
it's blocking.
I will say
the blocking's important.
They are wide blockers.
Yeah. I will say in that offense, that is the one offense where all they do is talk about how their wide receivers block.
But they also talked about how well Hines Ward blocked. But Hines Ward was a wide receiver, mm-hmm. okay? You could just stick him on the offensive line and make him a tight end if you just want him to block all day long. The same thing with Brandon Ayuk. These guys, we're not talking about paying Brandon Ayuk a lot of money to have him block in this offense. It's about him going out and making catches. He had 1,300 yards last year. Do we really need to sit here and talk about blocking all day long?
But in San Francisco, he was an elite run blocker.
He also had 1,300 yards receiving last year.
I know, but you see, that is the one team where their scheme, they do prioritize.
There's other teams, because they're a team. San Francisco's a team that everybody's monkey see, monkey do in the NFL. So they're a team that they would try to replicate that. Blocking's important in San Francisco, just like it's important in LA with the Rams, just like it's important in Cleveland with the Browns. So that's all important. To me, when I see fans saying, well, we can't get Amari Cooper because we need a good blocker like Brandon Ayuk, you're just looking for reasons to hold on to Brandon Ayuk. Guys, which is fine. Brandon Ayuk's a hell of a wide receiver, and he's only, what, 26 years old? So he's younger in that sense. So you'd want to keep that guy. And Amari Cooper, you're only going to get, you feel, if you're an outsider, you've never really seen Amari Cooper, even though he played in Oakland. If you saw Amari Cooper, you're feeling, all right, how many more years are we going to really have out of Amari Cooper here with this football team? If our whole objective is to get younger, and that's why we start to go in circles. And Anthony, you agree with me on this. It's going, what does New England have to offer that's commiserate with what the Cleveland Browns have to offer? Because you're not just going to do something to go, okay, let's do right by Brandon Ayuk here. That's not how San Francisco is going to operate. No. 216-474-0092.
And also, Ayuk has made this a big distraction in camp. I mean, to the point where they're showing him, you know, before they're showing any of the stuff that's actually happening on the field.
Dapping John Lynch and giving hugs to Kyle Shanahan. You're right about that. Justin and Stowe, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, Ken.
Morning, Justin. Hi.
Well, I am a 49er fan, so...
Wow.
I'm also big time everything else Cleveland and Ohio. So Brandon Ayuk would be a good addition to the Browns. And honestly, at this point for me, as a 49er fan, I am ready to ship Brandon Ayuk just about anywhere. So
that doesn't bode well for us. You're a Cleveland fan, but you're a 49ers fan. You've seen Cleveland bring in a lot of guys who have been cantankerous over the years. Wouldn't we be having more than we bargained for then, were the case?
He wouldn't be cantankerous if he got his contract. Hmm. What's there to be cantankerous
about? Yeah, what's there to be cantankerous about? That's a great point by Tone.
He just wants his money at the end of the day, which San Francisco's running up against the cap, and the Browns can provide him that kind of financial stability that he's looking for. But I don't know that he's worth Justin Jefferson money. But if you're the Browns, you have to consider trading Amari for Brandon Ayuk if you think it's going to make you a Super Bowl contender.
Justin, thank you very much for the call.
They thought they were a Super Bowl contender, at least.
Before.
At least I thought. Boy, I guess I got to wonder, like, are we, when Bill Barnwell, I referenced, he had us, our weapons, as like 21st in the NFL. Are we nowhere near as good weapon-wise as we think we are? Like me and you and the fans.
Where do we think of we are weapon-wise?
I thought that the quarterback had all the weapons in the world that he needed. He had all the resources that he needed to be really good.
I think they're about top 15.
Are we wrong? Are we in desperate need of somebody like Brandon Ayuk? And without him, we're just kind of mediocre.
Q in Cleveland, you're next up on
the
Fan. I want
you to answer that.
Damn it. I was going to get the hit. All right, fine. Q, go ahead, and give me a chance to think about this.
Well, football is back, baby. I love it. But I was about to answer Anthony Lima's question. Like, I was hearing that we one injury away from having the worst receiving core in the league. If Cooper was to go down, So we actually need more weapons. That's what I was hearing. But I wanted to talk to Ken about it. I hope you was just reverse jinxing us, man, because if we go, if we can give up Wyatt Teller and like a second or third round pick for Ayuk to load up Watson, why wouldn't we do
– Because I need to protect Deshaun Watson. Because I need to protect Deshaun Watson. Because I need to protect Deshaun Watson. Third time.
But listen, Kim, remember last year. I mean, not last year, but remember it was almost like a this year they were saying, like, if all else fails, right, like next year, first-round draft pick is going to be a receiver anyway for more weapons for Watson. So why not get a stud, proven, already proven receiver this year to let him rock with him next year?
Why can't I? Wait, so how many different guys do I have to go out and trade for when I'm supposed to be able to draft one? I can get a guy who's 21 years old and then pay him in 4 to 5 years instead of, well, really 3 years, but you start on that. But it would be 4 years. Why don't I? Can't I just wait for 4 more years instead of have to pay a guy right now top-end money who would probably reset the market?
Do you want the Super Bowl now or do you want it
that
later?
Guarantees us a Super Bowl? We got Odell Beckham Jr. Where do we go?
Man, Ayuk is not Odell, man. Oh, Ayuk is not.
Yes,
Odell.
They have different names.
And
I mean, but
it's not Baker.
When we bring, wait. I don't think you want to make that comparison on the radio right now. Don't make me have to say things I really don't want to say about those two quarterbacks right now, Q. Second thing is that you know damn well you want to protect that guy. All right. Third thing is how many different types of weapons and names do I have to talk about to give a quarterback here for this football team? Because in this case, San Francisco would be more than welcome to go with Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, and they would feel that they have a chance to go with Amari Cooper, but we have to keep loading up different names over here. Now, I don't have anything against Brandon Ayuk, Q, but I'm going to tell you right now, if they made the trade, I'd go, Brandon Ayuk's a hell of a wide receiver. I'm going to be holding my breath right now. I will be holding my breath right now about keeping Deshaun Watson healthy. Thank you very much for the call. Exactly. Thank you for the call. I'd be worried about keeping him healthy. Because behind Wyatt Teller, guys, ain't much. And you have Andy Dickerson as the offensive line coach. Well, I don't know very much about Andy Dickerson, but I know a hell of a lot about Bill Callahan. Teal says, you are way too high on Wyatt Teller. He's not a good pass blocker. I said, I'm more interested. It's not about being high on Wyatt Teller. I'm high on protecting Deshaun Watson as best I can with a veteran and not a rookie coming off a big injury or a converted center who's a second-year guy. Or do I really want to start Michael Dunn all year long? Now, I know that fans don't care about offensive linemen. They just look at them as nameless gray faces that they can just stick in and out, with the exception of Joe Thomas and a couple of other guys. But it's pretty important. And if we're not a good pass blocker, and I'm saying being able to protect Deshaun Watson, I would like to be able to hand the ball off as well and be able to move the ball that way. To be able to, well, you know, if we got Brandon Ayuk, we'll just throw the ball like crazy, even though one of the things that people are saying is that he's such a good blocker. That's why San Francisco doesn't want to move on from him. Again, it's not just about Wyatt Teller, it's about protecting Deshaun Watson as best I can. 216-474-0092. You asked me about the weapons thing right before we go to these calls, right? What did you want to know about the weapons? Are the weapons currently good enough to get to the Super Bowl? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Look, the caller is talking about, you know, going all in, you know, being a team that could compete for the Super Bowl with the weapons. Is that then implying that we don't have the weapons right now? Because I told you, it was just one ranking, but Bill Barnwell, widely respected, says that we have the 21st best weapons in the NFL.
Well, Brandon Ayuk is outstanding. So I'm not ripping Bill Barnwell at all. He's got the metrics. I don't even think that's his opinion. He's got the numbers that bear it out that they are the 21st. If you got the 21st best weapons, where does he put the offensive line? Do you know? Off the top of your head, because that would make it even more important. Like, Brandon Ayuk, is he going to take you from 21st to third?
Most everybody still thinks we have a top five, top 10 offensive line.
Okay.
And Ross Tucker just came on yesterday, said we had a top five.
But where does Brandon Ayuk take you from 21st to where? By the metrics. And again, nothing against Bill Barnwell whatsoever. But where would it take you? Would it put you in the top five? Would that move put you in the top five?
Of wide receivers?
Yeah, of weapons, of weaponry. Brandon Ayuk, then you would have Jerry Jeudy. Made a great catch the other day. Jerry Jeudy, then you would have Elijah Moore, whatever that stands for anybody, Cedric Tillman.
Yeah, well, it seems like the rest of the league just isn't very high on Elijah Moore. Not very high on Jeudy.
Browns fans aren't very high on Elijah Moore.
Just in terms of being, you know, where he was drafted.
Okay.
you know, comparatively. And Njoku just had a breakout year. Still, the production is, you know, in the 800s, right, yards-wise.
So maybe it would take you to 15. That's not a reason to make the move.
No, I get that. But I do wonder, I'm wondering how right now, if the organization was being honest, how do they feel about their wide receivers? I know they're all guys that they were responsible for now, but they've been here long enough where they have to start to make decisions
on
their own guys.
If they're sincerely in the deal for Brandon Ayuk, they can't feel that great, right? If they're sincerely in the running, they can't feel that wonderful about it. That means that Cedric Tillman, who is a third-round guy, isn't necessarily coming along the way they want him to. David Bell, I mean, that's a given for a lot of fans that he's not coming along the way they want him to. Of course, he can't stay healthy. Elijah Moore and that trade doesn't seem to really be fruitful right now. Jerry Jeudy, we're banking on a lot there. We are banking on a lot. And Amari Cooper's towards the end. So they can't feel that great if they're willing this late in the game. It's not like it's the beginning of training, or excuse me, it's not like it's the beginning of the off-season period. This is training camp, or we're, what, 5 days away, 4 days away from the first preseason game? So he would need to come in. He wouldn't be playing on Saturday. I mean, he wouldn't play Saturday or probably in the preseason regardless. Like, he's got to acclimate himself to the offense, figure out the new part of the offense. Like, there's a lot to do there. So they can't be feeling, if they're sincerely interested, and I say if, because there are possibilities that they could be being used here. If they're sincerely interested in Brandon Ayuk, they can't feel wonderful about their wide receiver core. There's no way I can paint a sunny disposition. I could say maybe top 15, but maybe that would be 15.
Well, when you say that, because that's the realest I think we've been on it. We've talked about is how enormously talented. If that's the case, then we have to make the trade. I mean, what you're saying makes it seem like we can't go into the season without making the trade.
Oh, we can go into the season.
We can't just be the 15th best, right?
We can go into the season without making the trade. I mean, there's been teams. I don't know how far they can go. How many weapons? If Mahomes is Mahomes, bad example, but I'm still going to do it. If Mahomes is Mahomes, Tyreek Hill's great. What other guys has he made into great weapons? When you have Travis Kelce around. Okay?
In the regular season?
How many other guys have they been able to find? Oh, yeah, not in the regular season, true. But they still find a way to win a boatload of games because they play better defense than what people want to give them credit for. They run the ball better than what people give them credit for. Seventh round pick, Isaiah Pacheco. I mean, they play good football. You can play good complementary football without having a bunch of fantasy guru guys and still go out and win a lot of football games in the regular season. When it comes down to it, it's probably going to be Deshaun and wide receiver A against Patrick Mahomes and wide receiver A or Travis Kelce, or against Josh Allen and wide receiver A, and where they have a tight end. 216-474-0092. It's Browns wide receiver A and David Njoku. Dave in Broadview Heights, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Dave, doing well. Go ahead. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's okay. Anthony, you had said about that the Browns kind of got, you know, used with the Deshaun Watson. If I remember correctly, I thought with Watson, he eliminated the Browns with thinking that the other teams were going to meet his demands. Because remember, Jimmy Haslam said, oh, I'll call Baker. I'll get Baker back on board after Baker, you know, said goodbye. Mm-hmm. And the Browns only got back in because they were one of the only teams, maybe the only team, willing to meet the contract demands.
Well, I think that's how it led to that. I mean, that's why they had to fork over all that money and guarantee it.
So are you saying that maybe this puts another team back in it?
Well, I'm just saying I don't know that the Browns got used. Maybe they got played or they were the only one.
I don't think he ever wanted to go. Put it this way. I don't think he ever wanted to go to Cleveland. I mean, they were the first team out. So that's
yes.
I mean, I guess it's semantics, but that isn't that getting used? I mean, and then they actually came up with the money. Then they actually guaranteed the deal.
He said he didn't want to play because of the cold weather, which I totally understand. You know, I mean, he obviously, if you look at his statistics, they're way better. But anyway, so on to this, I have a question for you too. I'm not a fantasy football guy, but as I start looking at fantasy football, it seems like it's a lot of analytics, and we seem to be an analytic-driven organization. And if you look at where the Browns players are rated going into the season on a fantasy level, I mean, specifically, I listened to a so-called expert on ESPN the other day, and the two people that he said he would not, you know, to avoid at all costs were Deshaun Watson and then Amari Cooper, and not because Cooper is necessarily terrible, but because who's going to be throwing him the ball? Deshaun Watson. And it's just kind of interesting. So, yes, I think we are way down there. And, Ken, in answer to your question, you know, if we're 21st, and you get someone like Brandon Ayuk, I mean, maybe you go to 16th, maybe. But you don't go to 3.
No.
And it's just, here we are in year 3 of a 5-year deal where Watson can leave after that, and man, we don't seem to be in
contention. Let me clarify. I mean, I'm fighting the good fight to try to keep the offensive line together. If it were to come to come down to Amari Cooper and like a second or third round pick, Dave, and I got to let you go, and I thank you very much for the call. Then if you wanted to replace him with a younger wide receiver, fine. But again, I don't know where that makes sense for San Francisco. I mean, he's competing now, but what are you doing for the future? And what are you doing with the pick for later on? Are you going to pay Amari Cooper there? Would he not want something commensurate with his own right? And when it comes to New England, I can offer way more than New England. That's why I have to agree with you, as much as I don't want to. I have to agree that Pittsburgh would probably still be in the mix somewhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.